Obviously, and sadly, not all of a composer's music will be published in his or her lifetime. Works published for the first time after the death of a composer were often designated as opus posthumus. In Beethoven's case, such works are designated WOO, meaning without opus. So, opus numbers, memorize a few, go mug a snob. Thank you. Let us go on, please. Again, back to the Beethoven Piano Sonata in G, opus 49, an early piece, a piece written in what we call Beethoven's classical era period, when he was still pretty much towing the Mozartian and Haydnesque lines. The overall form of this movement is A representing the entire rondo theme, B, a departure, a return to A, C, another departure, a return to A, and a coda. Let's talk about the theme first. I will play the theme three times for you, and each time we hear it, we've got to focus on a different element of it. But what we must be aware of up front is that the theme is memorable. It's got to be memorable. It's got to be even remarkable, because we've got to want it to return, and when it returns, we've got to recognize it when it returns. It is the star, my friends, and we must perceive it as such. So, let me play this theme once, and here's what I want us to notice on the first time through. I just want you to hear what the basic thematic melody sounds like. I want you to notice that this is in major. It's very bright sounding, and it is marked tempo di menuetto. It's not a minuet, but he wants me to play it in the speed and with the meter, that is, in triple time of the minuet. So let's just listen and enjoy. We'll get more specific in a moment. Okay, that was our first listening. We'll begin getting it in our ears even better in just a moment. All right, here's what I want you to notice this next time through. That theme has an internal form of A, B, A, small B, small A. And I want you to notice the cadences this time. So I will talk us through the phrases as I play this the second time. Phrase A will end with an open cadence. Phrase A will end with a closed cadence. Small phrase B will end with an open cadence, and then the theme itself ends firmly and quite positively on a closed cadence. Closed cadence ends phrase A. Phrase B, a slight contrast. Open cadence, phrase A. Closed cadence. So now we're hearing this tripartite phrases, which together are the main theme. All right, third playing. Here's what I want you to be aware of. I want to show you how Beethoven has cobbled together this theme using a motive. This is typical of Beethoven to build almost all of this thematic material from a very simple and memorable motive. Beethoven is a motive composer when push comes to shove, and it gives his music a unified diversity or a kind of diversified unity. Everything seems to hold together because everything is so much based on the same idea. The main motive here is so simple as to be almost banal, but that's also typical of Ludwig van Beethoven, to start with an idea whose simplicity is such that it allows him to manipulate it in a million different ways. It is what we call a semitone motive because it consists simply of falling from a white note to a black note, which is the smallest sonic distance we can get on a piano. It goes down and it comes back up in this rhythm. And it's a dotted rhythm, a long, short, long, da-da-dum, a short, long sort of rhythm. Let's just hear that again. That simple and almost banal idea lies at the very heart, then, of this movement, of this theme. And we will recognize the theme anywhere because of this motivic signature. Listen to phrase A again.